Welcome to the second book of the Bible. We've heard stories from Adam and Eve, saw Noah naked, watched Abraham build society, witnessed Jacob steal blessings, and Joseph become the most powerful Hebrew in all the lands, despite family troubles. Also, the women did the meaningful things. Now we pick up years after those great Hebrew men and women conquered Egypt, and it's a very different Egypt, and the Hebrews are in for a very different fate.
Everybody, welcome back to Reading Heathens, the unholy and wholly uninformed Bible study podcast. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing peachy, Adam. I'm over here. I'm in my new bear office here in Alhambra's. I'm feeling good.
You've been employed as a bear?
It's a bear office where I'm more of just like, it's more data entry, but it is a bear office. It's hard to get employment for bears, especially in the left, the left coast, out here where they don't like employment. They don't like jobs. This is why I don't improv. I'm excited. It's Exodus. It's the first Exodus.
Daniel, this isn't supposed to be improv. This is just supposed to be a response to the question, how are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing good. Let's be honest. I'm a bit frazzled. I've been moving all week. I was shooting on location this week, which is like, I don't like to do that at all. I don't like to do work at all anyways, but.
What was the location?
Oh, it was in San Juan Capistrano. Which I didn't realize was in California. I thought that was somewhere in Mexico. Just because it's in movies and other things, I didn't realize
San Juan Capistrano?
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't just a pasta dish?
Yeah. No, I did have a lot of catering or pasta from catering, though, that was lukewarm and not fun because it's a furniture shoot. Anyways, what I'll say that I'm frazzled, but I'm feeling good. I'm excited because I love Moses, and we're going to get to talk about him, and it's going to be fun.
Well, lukewarm pasta dishes at a furniture shoot are almost as exciting as this podcast normally is. But luckily for us, Daniel, our good friend Haley is here to help us out. How you doing, Haley?
Hi, Haley.
I'm good. I'm a little hungry now. We talking about pasta.
There's nothing like lukewarm noodles.
Yeah.
Nothing like lukewarm noodles to start and cracking open the big book.
You guys ever had cold noodles? Yeah, they have them at Korean joints sometimes. The cold noodles.
Well, I've had pasta pesto with some,
pesto.
You ever had noodles with a little pesto on them?
Yeah.
Sounds like some of the Italians stole from the Asian countries.
Pesto? I don't think so. But I don't think so, my dear.
Well, Daniel, I just noticed in your bear office there's a big old beehive in the corner. Do you think get those bees to shut up?
Control your bees.
You moved to a new office, so you have nothing up. But in your last office, you had record holders on the wall that never had records in them for the entire year they were
It's because they were poorly designed, and I half lived at that in that office anyways. So I don't know. I'm not a very good designer, but now I have this very expensive two-bedroom apartment I've decided to live in with my wonderful lady, and so now I'm gonna try to make it look nice, make it look professional.
She demanded that it be two bedroom, right?
Yeah, cause so I could sleep in this one. I keep
keeping it the old fashioned way.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm excited to have Haley. This is gonna be a good one.
Yeah,
I'm excited
Haley,
too.
A much better podcast called Working in the Winks.
thank you. I wouldn't know. I don't know if I'd say it's better. It's different topics.
I would say it's better all around. You're a professional.
You.
Aww, and we're glad to have you here for our very first episode.
I'm not wearing pants right now.
Exodus. This
I'm
is
just
it.
Sitting
we
here under a heated blanket. So
Genesis. So now we're going to learn about some folks who got to escape Egypt.
No, we lost Adam.
Oh, what's that? I lost you there for a second, Haley.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we lost you.
Yeah, here you are.
I remember you were waxing poetry.
I lost y'all.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're waxing poetry.
We'll cut around this mess.
Yeah, there's a lot of editing that happens on this podcast.
when the final edit of this podcast comes out, it's just going to be Haley.
I'm just like Jesus.
Well, Haley, something that we always, an interesting topic that we always talk to our guests about that we forget towards the end, but I think we should talk about the top. You're living in a very sinful area too, as just like us, but what's your relationship with the Bible been over the years, if you don't mind us asking?
Well, I'm from the South, but I was raised Methodist, and the Methodists are half and half. Like, you know, right now they're trying to approve like gay marriage, and the others are like, it's a sin. So it's a good black and white scenario. But
yeah, the church is splitting in half right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so that church is split in half. But like, honestly, I don't remember. Like, I remember a lot of Sunday school, but I don't remember a lot of church because I would just color. So, like, my mom was like, I'm not dealing with your ass. Here's a coloring book. And I'd be like, yay. And that was church for me. Like,
that's pretty rad.
Was, yeah,
I remember
drawing...
one time I got away with playing my Game Boy in church. And that was like, mom wow. must have just been real tired.
She did not want to deal.
I was in search of a Jigglypuff while dad was talking
about you
gotta
about get
the...
it. You gotta catch them all.
Well, and
you know
this
you can
chapter,
take this isn't sorry this isn't about it was just about Pokemon. You know you can take pictures with your Pokemon now on Pokemon Go.
What?
Like it's
Wait,
your best
what?
Friend. Yeah, like you can have fucking like a grand old time with Pokemon Go. Like I tried to get my Pokemon to watch Rise Skywalker with me because I was in the theater by myself, but it didn't work out. I don't think I really understand the app very much, but
your Pokemon was like, this isn't a satisfying ending. I'm out of here.
It's like, where's Poe Dameron? Bye. So, yeah. Yeah, no, it was kind of bored. But, you know, you can't trust a Pokemon's judgment.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that movie Her, you know. You can't do a Her with your Pokemon.
Yo, but if we could.
Well, I've never seen that
just
movie.
It would just be Squirtle screaming at you from your phone, like your Alexa. That's incredible, actually. Okay, I'm sorry. We got to get to the Bible now. Pokemon aren't in Bibles.
I don't, you know, I think there may be some Pokemon in the Bibles. I think that donkey that Jesus rode was definitely a Mudbray.
You know, there's a really sad claymation about that donkey that Jesus rode. It's like a Christmas movie.
About how its back was broken forever?
No, it's just got long ears, and he uses long ears to wrap Mary's body up in the like as he rode. It's weird. It's weird. It's a weird 60s claymation, but it's devastating, though. Just, it's weird. Like, trying to explain it just now, I was like, oh, no. I didn't make this movie up. It exists. I'll send a link later.
There is a movie about, there's actually a well-produced movie about this arc of the Bible called The Prince of Egypt. Daniel and I might do an episode on The Prince of Egypt at some point in time. But if you haven't seen it, it's a DreamWorks, I believe, animated musical.
Yep. Val Kilmer, Ralph Fiennes, Patrick Stewart. Good old Jeff Goldblum.
Wait, Patrick Stewart's in that thing?
Patrick Stewart's the Pharaoh. So he's Radames's father.
Okay. Well, dope.
He has a great line where he hugs Moses and goes, oh, son, they were only slaves. So, like, it's like DreamWorks was not fucking around with this.
Well, picking up with where we left off in the last chapters of the Bible, that was the story of Joseph. And the story of Joseph kind of ended with Joseph selling his people into slavery, essentially.
Right.
To keep them alive.
Well,
and so on.
Hold on. I want to add just a little editor's note. I think that wasn't necessarily just the Israelites. I think I just want to add that there was like the Canaanite people and the Hermonite people, like all those other types.
Yeah, yeah. It was all the victims of the famine were sold into slavery.
The whole gang of people.
So anyone who starved became a slave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who was hungry wound up a slave. And that's kind of where we pick up with Exodus 1. So, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and start reading this thing. Mm-hmm. And this is out of the World English Bible, which is a bad translation, but it is in the public domain. Exodus 1. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Dan and Naphtali. Gad and Asher. All the souls who came out of Jacob's body were 70 souls.
I love it. Your version says came out of Jacob's body. It's just, that's just fun. That's a fun one.
Yeah, they just came walking right out of there.
Slavery.
Out of that soft thigh meat. And Joseph was in Egypt already. Joseph died, as did all his brothers and all that generation. The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who didn't know Joseph. He said to his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more mightier than we. Come, let's deal wisely with them, lest they multiply." And it happened that when any war breaks out, they also join themselves to our enemies and fight against us and escape out of the land. Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens. They built storage cities for Pharaoh, Pithom and Ramses. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread out. So it's not working out. They're being real mean to them, and they're just continuing to produce children.
It's like you think we would just be mean to them, make them slaves. Small note, in my version, they just straight up, they go ahead and call them slaves because that's what they are. That's what they are. They're the taskmasters are essentially slave masters, I think, if we're going to, in all intents and purposes.
Haley, different versions of the Bible prefer to, whitewash things a little bit.
Yeah, I heard your, I followed your Joseph story, and yeah, they're like, no, it wasn't bad. Except it was. That's my favorite part. Is where they contradict themselves. Where they're like, I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't bad. They were having fun. And it's like, I don't think you read what you wrote.
It's like the Amazon people have to, they have to pee in a bottle while they're working, but they have jobs.
Yep. We may whip these slaves, but they have homes to go to. And you're like, that's not the same.
Yeah, it's this is lacking on the details. It's just going to continue to say that they were worked very, very hard. So,
but they push through nonetheless, and they make more babies.
Yes, yes, and so the more they affected them, the more they. This is verse 12. The more they affected them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread out. They started to dread the children of Israel. The Egyptians ruthlessly made the children of Israel serve, and they made their lives bitter with hard service and mortar and brick, and all kinds of service in the field, all their service in which they ruthlessly made them serve.
All right, already.
So it's pretty clear they're ruthless. They won't give us any details, but they will use the word ruthless over and over.
Like, they'll let you know, like, it was really bad. Like, it was bad. It was bad.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean it was really bad?
It was really bad. But did something happen? It's just bad. It's just bad.
We do know, though, which is fun about this book, that is for sure this is supposed to be written by Moses. We're supposed to assume he's writing these words.
Moses needs to figure out how to use better words. Because he said brutal, I think, like six times. And I mean, like, my dude, Moses would have been ripped apart.
Daniel, you don't mean a syllabus, you mean a thesaurus.
A thesaurus.
He needs to know what class to go to.
See previous note about me being very tired.
Well, I will say that I did some very quick research on this. And historians, you know, they're like, nah, this wasn't written by Moses. And also, universally, historians are like, this is not accurate. There's no evidence of the story of Moses, like, playing out in any major way. So, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying the scientists say it's not true. So.
Which is a Christian's best critic. So.
Well, all right, here's picking up with verse 15. The king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of the one was, that's what it says, of whom the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you perform the duty of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. There's a thing called a birth stool.
Yeah, that's news to me. Now, granted, I haven't had a kid, but I feel like I would know if birth stools still wandered these parts. Because that's kind of counterintuitive. You can't just sit on a stool and pop out a baby. You're kind of kind of covering the part.
Well, I mean, if you're one of these, like, super strong Hebrew women, maybe you can. Maybe they're like so badass they can just birth off a stool. You know,
I mean, shit, they've gone through some things. Maybe they can.
I think we're going to get into that a little bit right here because here's verse 17. But the midwives feared God and didn't do what the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the baby boys alive. The king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the boys alive? The midwives said to Pharaoh, because Hebrew women aren't like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife comes to them.
Baby! I beat you, bitch!
Right out of our bodies.
Just like, that's not how it works, but okay.
Why didn't you kill your sons?
Baby was already born.
These ladies, they just push really hard, okay? They push.
Have you heard about our birthing stools? We don't even lie down for this shit. We just go to the bar.
Oh, we just perch and go. Oh, my God. Wrong.
Here's verse 20. God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. Because the midwives feared God, he gave them families. Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, you shall cast every son who is born into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive.
So all the sons got thrown into the river. Oh, that's the chapter.
Yeah, that's the
chapter. So they literally took the babies and just tossed them into a river?
Mm-hmm. That's what he's commanding.
I mean, like, so far this is pretty well right with Prince of Egypt, except they were a little bit more brutal about it.
Well, I think we're gonna get there, Haley. I think maybe.
Oh, I mean, we're gonna get there. I'm just saying that for a cartoon that was meant for children's eyes, it's really fucked up. Well,
yeah, it is. It is an especially brutal sequence. It turns into hieroglyphics, I believe, and all the soldiers come and murder all the children.
They take the children. Like, in the movie, Moses finds out they threw him in the river. But what you're watching is a bunch of soldiers come in and women screaming and crying. And they got daggers and they're looking at the baby's thingies to see if it's a girl or boy. And it's mayhem.
Thingies. I thought you said they're looking at the baby's fingies.
They're looking at those
like,
fingies.
How can you tell if a baby's a boy or a girl from their fingies?
No, they're thingies. I should be more adult about it.
I do have a kind of more of a logistical question because, you know, I read before the Quest Bible, which, Haley, the Quest Bible is the Bible I'm reading from, and it gives a few answers to questions you may have. And it said how... was Egypt able to do this? And it said because they're an actual government with a military and whatnot, so they can enforce these kind of rules. Okay, so they were throwing the babies in the river. Do you think, like, just your average Egyptian who needed the Nile River to live, like, get their water from or whatnot, would be upset that there's a bunch of dead babies in the river?
And like, hey, those babies wash downstream, Daniel. You throw one in there, it's gone. Whoosh. Don't have to think about it anymore.
Out of there. This, that, Hebrew babies.
But that's whoosh. Like a really dark and twisted thing to think about, because you know that people just be fishing, they'd be like, oh, fuck, I got a baby.
It's just like, yeah, there's the river, and then like a mile downstream, there's just a big drag net that they pull out. Well,
to make it, right, it's just like one of those fishing nets, and it's just like a bunch of fish, but then you see some babies.
They're like, oh, that's flopping so... around on the deck.
They're all alive, apparently.
Yeah, they're all fine.
They're like, we were slaves. We're too strong for this. What's really dark, not to like, I don't know, I haven't read this part of the Bible, but Prince of Egypt actually answers, like, what happened to the baby's corpses in, like, the hieroglyphics, like, Moses finds them, and it's that the crocodiles ate them.
Oh, God.
So, another really good children's cartoon told to us. Yeah, he finds that, and he's like, oh, fuck, that would have been me if my mama didn't sing a song on the river and put me in a basket.
Well, a little spoiler alert. Next episode, we're going to get into that baby in the basket.
Baby in a basket. Instead of Lady in the Water, it's the prequel.
Did you ever see Lady in the Water?
I did. It's wild.
I laughed so hard at that trailer when it came out. It's just about some lady in a pool.
I know. She's just like
in a suburban pool.
I know. Like, the best part was Paul Giamatti. And I was like, Paul, get out of there. Get out of this movie.
Wait, Paul Giamatti was the lady in the water?
He's the main guy. No. Oh, I wish. That would have been a twist. No. He was the guy that finds her. He was like either, this is how much, I think he was like the attendant or like the janitor to that like apartment complex that the pool was at. I don't know. I haven't seen it except for once, and that was enough for me. So, well, but yeah, he was like, huh, what's that? And he's like, oh, there's a girl in the pool. And then it, Lady in the Water. I think Girl in the Pool would have been a better title, but that's just me.
I wrote a script one time called Girl in the Pool.
No, you didn't. I'm already upset with this story. I already don't want you to finish it.
A high school ladies swim team in Amarillo, Texas. You know, and just the going-ons of them, you know, high school teenage stuff, you know, a bunch of, it's kind of a young adult novel turned into a movie situation.
I want you to get out.
Singular Lady in the Pool?
No, it's called Girl in the Pool.
Oh, but it's about an entire girls swim team?
Yeah, in Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah. Daniel, you're canceled. I now host this podcast. You officially lost.
It's great to have you as a new co-host.
It's really great to be
will
here.
You be able to do,
these numbers are going to explode.
Daniel, do you want to be a guest on our next episode?
I would love that. I would hope so. It'd be so great.
Perfect. Adam, I will see you then.
All right. This has been Reading Heathens with Adam and Haley and our guest Daniel. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.